One of the questions that I get asked almost every Yom Tov is whether or not you're allowed to carry your machzor home from shul on Yom Tov. Almost every Yom Tov, somebody comes up to me at the end of davening and says, Rabbi, am I allowed to carry my machzor home? I say, do you rely on the Eruv? They say, yes. So I say, yeah, there's not a problem at all. They say, but I thought Yom Tov was different to Shabbat. I thought on Yom Tov I can't carry my machzor home. So to a certain degree, they're correct, but to a certain degree, I'm correct as well. Meaning that if you rely on the Eruv, then there's no question whatsoever. So long as you're not actively preparing something for the next day, bringing a Sfarim home from Shul because you want to learn from them the next day or something like that, then it's permitted. The Eruv turns the streets into like your own house. And just as you're allowed to carry things around your house, you're allowed to carry things around in the Eruv. There's no question about it whatsoever. If you don't use the Eruv, or if you're in a place where there is no Eruv, then indeed there is a question about carrying things home. It's one of these things that we all grow up with knowing, that on Yom Tov you're allowed to carry. It's not actually quite so simple. The Mishnah in the first parak of Masechet Beitza tells us that Beit Shammai Omrim Ein Motzin Lo Et HaKatan Lo Et HaLulav Lo Et Sefer Torah L'Rishut HaRabim, that you're not allowed to carry a child or a lulav or a Sefer Torah into the street on Yom Tov, unless there's an Eruv, obviously. Veitel Martirin, Beit Hillel say that you can. So what's the Machloket about? Machloket is that Beit Shammai hold that anything which isn't from Melechet Ochel Nefesh, anything which isn't involved in the preparation of food, then you're not allowed to do it if it's a Melacha on Yom Tov. Whereas Beit Hillel apply a principle of Mitoch, meaning mitosh shehutra l'tzorach, hutra nami shelo l'tzorach. Seeing as you're allowed to carry in certain circumstances because you need it for ochel nefesh, preparation of food, so therefore we'll let you carry in all circumstances. And of course we paskin like Beit Hillel, but even within Beit Hillel there's a machloket in the Rishonim as to the parameters of this, meaning that do Beit Hillel allow you to carry anything even if you don't particularly need it for today? Or do they make limitations? So according to the Rosh and the Tosfot, if what you're carrying is not for any purpose, or it's not for Ochel Nefesh, it's not for something that you need, it's not a jumper that you need that you want to wear it later, or a Haggadah that you want to carry so that you can use it at the Seder, or another Sefer that you want to carry home, or even just a book that you want to carry and read in the park. So if it's not for any of those things, so then it would be prohibited midah or oraita from the Torah to carry if there's no Eruv. However, Rashi and most Rishonim say, no, in that case it would be prohibited only midrabanan, meaning on a Torah level that you can carry anything on Shabbat, for either it's not preparing for the next day, but you can carry absolutely everything on Yom Tov. However, midrabanan, you can't carry things unless they're needed somewhat on Yom Tov. And there are, in fact, some Rishonim who develop the sheet of Rashi further, and they say, no, according to Rashi, even if you don't need it at all on Yom Tov, so long as it's not preparation for the next day, then it's mutter to carry it in the street. So carrying your machzor, even if you don't need it, you know, as long as you're not carrying it because you want to take it somewhere the next day, then it would be permissible. So how do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch Hasim Taf Kuf Yud Chetz If Aleph seems to paskin like the lenient interpretation of Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Mitoch shehutra hotzah al tzorach achila, seeing as you're allowed to carry for purposes of preparation of food, so you can carry even if it's not for the purpose of preparation of food. You can carry a katan or a lav or sefer Torah v'kelim or any other items. So that's very lenient. However, the Rama adds, Hatzrichim lo ketzat. It needs to be that you need these things somewhat. You're going to do something with them on Yom Tov. And therefore, he's paskening like the more limited understanding of Rashi, that it's asur at least midrabanan to carry things on Yom Tov that you don't need on Yom Tov. And the Rama then goes on to say, Oshem ityareshu lo yigar nevu, Oshab seder. or that you're worried that the thing might get stolen or something like that, then you would also be allowed to carry it on Yom Tov, even though you don't really need it that day, because that's a form of Tzarech Yom Tov, meaning otherwise you're going to get agitated and worried about it. Mishnah Brura says that in actual fact this leniency of being able to carry something because you're worried about it getting stolen. The classic example in the poskim is that you've got your money chest at home and you want to lock it and carry the key with you so that the money doesn't get stolen. So you don't need the key on Yom Tov at all. The only reason you're carrying it is so that the money doesn't get stolen. If you had to leave the key at home, you'd be worrying all of Yom Tov. The question is that whether that's really a tzorech. The Rama indicates that it is, whereas the Mishnah Berurah says there are many acharonim who hold that's not a tzorech. And therefore, just because you're worried about something being stolen, that's not a reason enough to allow you to carry. So what about the machzorim? So the machzorim, Mishnah Berurah says, there's another consideration. That is hitirut sofa mishum tchilatan, meaning that the person needs to bring their machzor to shul on Yom Tov. And if we said you couldn't bring it home after the service, then people would be worried that it would get lost, it would get stolen, whatever it is. So they wouldn't bring their machzor, they wouldn't go to shul. So therefore, so that people can take their machzor to shul. So we allow them to bring it home as well. But that's provided that you're worried about it getting lost or stolen. But if you've got a box or a locker or somewhere place safe to leave it in shul, then it wouldn't be permitted to bring it home. So it depends on the circumstances. But as I've said, all this only applies if you live in a place where there's no Eruv, or if you hold that the Eruv where you live isn't valid. If you rely on the Eruv, so then it's just like Shabbat, and it's just like your home. Just as you can carry things around in your home, and you can carry a book and put it back on the bookshelf, so also you finish with your machzor, you can bring it home after the service and put it back on the bookshelf. Ad kan.